Schooling in America. Many parents remember their school experiences being very different from what their children are currently experiencing. Since the year 2000, the influx of immigrants has changed the demographics of many towns. For example, in the 90s, most of the towns were homogeneously concentrated by immigrants from Europe, and they tended to also live close to religious centers. As more immigrants started filtering into the Northeast from Asian countries and Latin America, the patterns of settling down changed. If people did not speak English fluently, they chose to live in towns where there was a greater concentration of their ethnicity. And if people were more educated, the reputation of the towns and perceived school systems became the criteria to live in that town. What most of the parents did not factor in this paradigm was, how will this impact my child? How would the child integrate into the school culture? Did the school have mostly immigrants and therefore limit the osmosis of learning from native children? Or was the child in a school where the child was a minority and so did not have a voice, or their voice did not count? Additionally, did the families integrate with the mainstream culture to support the child's integration in this multicultural environment, or did the child have to do this adjustment on their own? A dual identity of being one kind of person to keep the family happy and have a different personality in school to fit in the school environment. School culture has been determined to be the number one factor that influences a student's academic and social growth. And also, students' lifelong impressions and experiences influence their perspective in life, both in a positive and negative way. As parents, we need to visualize their life in schools. Most parents are unaware that kids actually are made to cope and learn how to socially navigate on their own. And this navigation is not just about their peer group, but also teachers. If the teachers understand some cultural predispositions, many parents continue to live in their comfort zone, interacting only with their own community, and this makes them oblivious to all the stressful aspects that a child in school goes through from preschool through high school. For example, as a South Asian culture, we are very big on respect and respect based on age. We expect children not to question the adults. In fact, we don't like children questioning. We prefer that they do as we say. But in the Western educational system, the whole educational system is built on a platform of what they call propositional knowledge, which means children are expected to question. They're expected to counter-argue. They're expected to critically think. So many times when our children or South Asian children do not ask questions in school, it's more to do with how the culture expects them to behave at home. Now, these children do not know that in school they have to be quite different, and it takes them a couple of years to understand that the expectations in the classroom are quite different from what's expected at home. And many times, the children are quiet in school because they don't know how they should be behaving. And if the teachers or the school culture does not understand that many behaviors exhibited by children have some bearings to their culture, then they can attribute it to a child's cognitive abilities. So it's so important for us to understand that different cultures have different expectations from children and how they communicate with adults. And when we live in a multicultural society, it's extremely important to understand that we need to prepare our children to be schooled in what's expected in that school culture. So we're going to hear from students about how they balance these cultural expectations and also their identity. Stay tuned to hear more about decoding education, cultural identity, and school culture.